In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Yesterday also, we enjoy his presence, and tonight we are trusting him that he will do greater things. And I pray that everything that God has for you and I, we will enjoy even during this meeting in Jesus' name. You have been hearing prophecies. You have been hearing promises. Anytime God is about to change the life of his people, he sends a prophet. You need a prophet for your life. I have come to tell you that you will not just only hear promises, you will have manifestations. I decree into your life that every word that comes out of this altar, during the course of this prayer, you are coming back with testimony. It has been failing before. The words are not establishing before. But at this time, at this season, that the Lord has sent a prophet to your means, there shall be fulfillment of the word. In the name of Jesus. You can help yourself with a better amen. I want to celebrate Daddy and Mommy. I didn't come for this rare privilege. You are special. The Lord will spare you for us. You will live long, Daddy and Mommy. You will fulfill your purpose in life. And I'm not just only praying that you will fulfill purpose, but you will finish strong. In the name of Jesus. You will keep seeing us and you'll be proud of us. And we will make you a reference point all through our lives. In the name of Jesus. Celebrate Daddy and Mommy for me once again. Thank you. I want to appreciate the team working with Daddy closely. The pastors, please celebrate them. Celebrate. Oh my God. You don't celebrate, yeah? Ah. I want to appreciate the people that made my work easier on this mountain, which are the intercessors. You don't know what you have done. Celebrate the intercessors for me. If you had not prayed, heaven will have stayed short. But your prayer opened heaven. And then we can move in the realms of the spirit. Thank you. I want to appreciate the choir. These wonderful people. I love you. I love you. God bless you. God bless you. Okay, let's see how we can run, because some of you, I cannot wait to see your bed this night. Some people have given order. Eba mepa chicken yesile o. Mombole. Don't worry, you eat your New Year food tomorrow. Eat small, small. Don't rush it. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 13. Let's speak it from there tonight. Matthew chapter 13, we will read from verse 10 through 13. Matthew 13, verse 10 through 13. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered, said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Yes. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Finally. Therefore, speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Tonight the Lord will give you understanding. I'm touching the final point on this grace matter, so that you know what you are running with this year. I know Daddy has done justice. He has been sending devotion to us. How many of us receive Daddy's devotion every day? At times when I read, I say, I don't understand this man. Number one, he doesn't sleep. Number two, where are this word coming from? So if you ask me to come and preach in such a church, I need to ask for special grace. Now I know I'm a man of grace. Can you celebrate daddy for me once again? I'm speaking on Great Grace Part 3 today from my own preparation. Maybe daddy has done part 21, I don't know, but I'm doing part 3 from my own end. Grace is an advantage. I told you yesterday. Knowledge, therefore, is a subject important in the equation. You remember I told you the one that grace is when God comes into partnership with a man. It means God is standing by your race. You have a purpose. That race is a purpose. It means that God took interest and said, whatever you want to become, I'm standing beside you. Yoruba people say, Tajabati leni leni apobo. God is saying, I am here. One with God is a majority. You know that level of confidence you have in men, that somebody will promise you and say, don't worry, go and pick your wedding date. Whatever the cost, let me know. I'm going to sponsor it. There is somebody hearing me now. Single-handedly, one person will sponsor your wedding. I wish you pick that. He will sponsor your wedding. So grace is God being in the interest of your race. God plus race means grace. That grace is a purpose. God is interested in it. He won't leave you alone. He won't allow you to suffer like somebody who has nobody. The world can reject you. He's promising that this year there's going to be a great grace. I will partner with your destiny. I will not allow you to go and suffer your food. So I said in the subject of grace, even though it's an advantage, knowledge is key in the equation. Please don't forget that this night. Knowledge is powerful in the equation of grace. Yesterday I touched two side where we can engage grace. I talk about instruction that comes from the spoken word or the written word. Then I talk about the ministry of prayer. That a man can insist in the place of prayer to call the attention of heaven. What will make you not to labor the way people of the world are laboring, and you will have the result that they don't have, is when you have a specific instruction that won't allow you to go through the same process that the people of the world are going through. I say you need to learn to follow instruction. It may come as a prophetic declaration to you. It may come as a word from the scripture. It may come, and I touch a specific part of it, which I know is the most difficult part for Christian, is the instruction of sowing. The world gives you an instruction. Keep saving your money. 40% of your salary, that's how you can succeed in life. In the kingdom, we don't save, we spread. Cast your bread upon many waters. You don't know which one will come back. And that is telling you that your blessings will not be from your location. Because many waters represent sea. Sea are the intercontinental network that connect nations to nations. If you learn the principle of spreading upon the water, I am promising you that blessing will not come from your locality. It will come from nations that you know not of. So when grace is available in your life, you know that God is on your side. You know, when I know that God is on my... If I promise you private jet now, many of you will laugh. You will laugh me to insult. You will laugh and laugh and say, you can buy me private jet, Lotto. I know you are prophesying. But imagine that Dangote comes here now, this evening. And they say, I learned that a prophet is in town. I want to come and greet the prophet. And then we say, Dangote, greet your people now. We are the one, you have been eating our money for cement. But you tried to have feel and be. And the man said, I want to give 10 people 2020 Prado Jeep. Will you doubt him? Please answer me. One tire. I used to have a friend who was managing his trucks. They employ managers to manage his trucks. There are the managers of 50, there are the managers of 100, there are the managers of 300. My friend was a manager of 300. He told me, he said, the drivers will deliberately remove the tire of the vehicle and they say it burst. Because even the cheapest amount to sell one tire of Dangote's vehicle is 400,000. Just one tire. So the man now also have become smart. They have put tracker in all his vehicle now. His vehicle stop here. 10 minutes later, they will call you from the office. Oga, what's happening? You will trust his word, even though Dangote is a man. I'm telling you, you will enter this year with all confidence and expectation because God had declared that I am interested in your race. This year, there will be bountiful harvest. Bountiful result. In the name of Jesus. I don't know why I'm picking something officer around there. Is there anybody who is pursuing to do something that has to do with how do I call it now? What name do they call them? Not security. Force. Is there anybody here who is pursuing to become a force or something? I keep seeing something force there. If you are there, I'm going to minister to you soon now. Maybe you pursue it, you didn't get it, or you are promised or something. I'm going to pray for you. So, grace is God being interested in your race in life. And then I said knowledge is powerful. Because my people, they perish for lack of knowledge. Above seeking God for instruction, knowing the personality of God is more important. You know, yesterday I told you that you can find the principle of prosperity in the scripture by following the principle of sowing. You can follow the principle of bringing the kingdom of God into your life by engaging in the mystery of prayer. I was sharing some mysteries with you yesterday. But I'm telling you that more than knowing how to get a result through the instruction of the scripture or a prophet, knowing the personality of God is more important. What's the point of God being in your race and is not acknowledged? You will need to know him. God is a person. He wants to be known. He wants to be known in his personality than what he can do. That's interesting. Because many of us come to God, and you know that's why our evangelism doesn't have power again. We go for evangelism. Madam, give your life to Jesus Christ. He will buy you a car. He will buy you a house. And then they say, but in Islam, say, I have built 2 houses already. I have 2 cars. What can your Jesus offer again? Are you listening to me? So if you go to people with your Jesus with the campaign of car and house, you have failed already. When I entered Dubai, only the airport is already a prayer point. The airport. See the majesty. Only God knows how many billion they spent in that airport. The city is as clean as anything you can see. No single pothole, no commotion. Vehicle wait for people. You get to the road, you press a button, every car stop for you to cross. Organized. Camera everywhere. And there's no single rain there. Yet the economy is the most blossoming economy around. No single drainage because it doesn't rain there. It's a desert. And yet the whole world go to Dubai. According to their statistics, 144,000 people come for, every month? Tourism. 144,000 people. Tell me what gospel will you preach to an Arab man? Bentley finished, they are customizing now. The place to test it is Dubai. Prado, any Lamborghini, they take it there. Did you accept it? If they say yes, then they sell it to the market. Yes. I saw this spot that they do, car race that they are doing. We are watching on TV. It was the live, they were recording the games there on their road for you to know the kind of road they have. Their public toilet you enter is operated by machine. You click, you put two dirham inside it, open for you. Put the timer, AC is in the toilet. You finish poo, you don't need to use water yourself. It will help you. I'm telling you things. Tell me what gospel do you want to go and present to them? God will buy you a car. Yeah, it will change your life now. They will just laugh at you because they have more than what you brought. That's why the scripture says the gospel should not be in talking. What will make your gospel to make sense is the demonstration of power. When we go for evangelism and then I get to the people and then they say, please, we are from a church. Oh, we came to preach the gospel to you in this your village. Oh, God has sent us to us. We want to preach and pray. They say, we are Muslim here. We are. I say, please, who is Aisha? Then she look back. I say, tell Aisha to stop doing this and that and that. I say, your husband that is sick, God is going to heal him now. They say, how did you know? I say, now, give me your attention. Let's talk. Are you listening to me now? And then you go there, you meet somebody in pain. You declare, the pain is going now. And then the pain leaves. They take your Jesus. It's important we understand the place of knowledge in the journey of this kingdom. Jesus said to you, it is given to know. There is a mystery. He called it mystery. Let's go back to Matthew 13. There is a mystery, he called it. To you, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. There's a mystery beyond, and you will need to know it. To you, it is given to know. The people of the world will try to know, they won't get it. But to you, it is given to know. God has been rendered impotent in our life because we refuse to recognize his personality. We always come to him for bread and butter. He said, don't you want to know me? Let me ask you something. If you have somebody who always come to you for bread and butter, whenever they have problem, how will you feel when they come again and again and again? Somebody was helped by the pastor to rent a house, and then that was all. Until when the rent expired, then he called, said, Daddy, thank you. We really appreciate what you are doing for us. We have not, in fact, I've just been busy these days. You know, but Daddy, the landlord has even been disturbing. No, you know, we are just trusting God, Daddy. You can pray for us alongside that. You're asking for the next rent. Hallelujah. So you need to understand that God is a personality. Let me tell you something. He wants you to know him more than what he can do. You make him feel lonely. That's why those of us who are people of the secret place, when you something happened, an event, maybe you travel and this, and then you couldn't fellowship with the Holy Spirit for 2 days, you feel like you've backslided. Now, the problem is, don't go back to him like somebody who backslided. Enter the secret place and say, I miss you. I miss you, sir. You are there, say, I miss you. You are rolling on the floor. I miss you. And you just see his gentle touch. I miss you as well. You are not backsliding. You just went away for a while. You are back. Now, can we fellowship? Yes. Because it's a personality. If you don't treat him that way, you will reproject him for what he is not. He's not fighting you, sir. We are in relationship. I'm not at home now. Why will I go back home and my wife will be angry? You are not following. I'm supposed to get back home and say, you are welcome, sir. I miss you, honey. I say, I miss you too. But when you're going to roll me by, money the massage. Are you listening, sir? The interesting thing is that the next time you go back home, the next time you go back to the secret place, it should be an interesting thing that the Holy Spirit will say, welcome, I miss you. If you spend 1 hour, say, I'm increasing 1 more hour today because I miss you. Can we just be here together? I'm switching off my phone. Can we be here together? And then God is looking at you, you have been coming, you have not asked for anything. Just imagine the dimension at which God told Solomon, what do you want? When last has God asked you such a question? Let me give you a key. I have learned by experience that God does not have many people who care about him. I'm telling you. If your eyes open in the realm of the spirit, you will see trillion times trillion times trillion prayer requests and question and query and bombarding that is ascending to the heavenly every day. God has few people who are checking on him. He said, I miss you. How are you, sir? Thank you for what you are doing in my life. Me. What have you found? You know, your love, if I render me, Lord, Baba. No, he doesn't have much people who are doing that. If you can take advantage of that open, he will put glory on your life. Because many of us have turned to beggar in the hand of God. We are not supposed to be begging. There is a right. We have an inheritance. But Omoti Obati will be Omo. We will treat him be Omale. I found the scripture very scary. Paul the apostle said, an heir, I believe Galatians chapter 4 verse 1, an heir, even though he's the Lord of all, he said, yet he's been mentored by governors until, let's see, now I say, please, yes? Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differeth not as from a servant, though he be the Lord of all. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Many things you are due for, but you refuse to grow in the knowledge. Let me tell you something. If God had a plan to make you the CBN governor of Nigeria, he would train you in microfinance bank. So for you, how much is all this money said that God is disturbing me over? Eh? What is balancing account? What is documentation? How much is the money? We only took 25,000 today. God said, no, perfect it. I am taking you to CBN. If you don't get the training here, I won't lead you to CBN. God will never give you a position he has not trained you for. Moses, come to the backside of the wilderness. He trained him with the sheep. When he found Moses faithful in sheep, he said, now take my people. I won't allow you to use my people for practical. Use the sheep first. After the sheep, then God place him where he need to be. Some of you are going through some challenges with friends now. Madam, you are not yet wife material. That's why you are having problem with your friends. When you conquer that level of stop being offended, then God bring the right man. You know, God has small, precious children in his hand. He won't give you his child that you frustrate. That's not my message. As long as the child, even though he's the heir, the Lord of all, he cannot control those things. That's why God wants you to know him in his personality more than what he can give. Many of us have turned to beggars.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.